local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we'll take it through the news cycle one last time this evening. Yeah, with that
track.
With that epic beat intro there.
There's like people talking in the background. They're like, oh, yeah, hey, what's going on? What's going on right now? Yeah.
You're listening, as he just said, or as that, I don't know, random bystander impression just said. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable.
We are.
Yes. And Jake and Austin here in the studio with you. Alrighty. So 6:10 here. We'll get right into our top three stories, especially since we got some wiggle room to kind of discuss what's going on here before we get into traffic and weather. So the Biden administration believes that Israel could be attacked by Iran and its proxies as soon as this week. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters today. Iran has threatened to retaliate against Israel following the recent assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. The U.S. has sent more military resources to the region and is monitoring rising tensions in the Middle East. President Biden, meanwhile, is continuing his push to strike a ceasefire deal that would include the release of hostages held by Hamas.
A wildfire near Athens is prompting Greece officials to urge residents to evacuate. Nearly 700 firefighters and almost 3 dozen air units are battling the blaze that started Sunday afternoon in a town just north of Athens. Greek media reports that the fire now covers more than 19 miles. Videos and photos show dark smoke clouding the sky near the Parthenon Temple. Just over a dozen citizens and 2 firefighters have been treated for burn and respiratory injuries.
Mm. And most Republicans support President Biden's police proposals to reform the Supreme Court. That's according to a new USA Today poll that asked about Biden's 3-pronged approach to the high court. The poll shows that 7 in 10 Republicans support a code of ethics for justices. Just over half also support an 18-year term limit for justices and a constitutional amendment that declares that not even the president is above the law. Nearly 9 in 10 Democrats support Biden's proposal, putting overall support at 76%. Here locally, well, this isn't a local headline. Very happy to say it's not, but nonetheless, we'll touch on it. The next tropical weather maker, Tropical Storm Ernesto, is, you know, showing signs of increasing some, what's the word? Not energy, but it's
gaining riz.
Sure, whatever that means. I know what riz means, but not in that context. Gaining
riz. It's
not
sus anymore.
Okay, God.
It's slay.
Well, I don't even... This guy will make a reference to a 1985 film, and then he says
that
stuff.
Oh, dude, this is like new stuff. That's what all the kids are saying now.
Okay, yes, but they're not using it that way.
Okay, all right. All right.
Anyway, yeah, you use it like someone... how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, man, you can bust me out here on the radio. I am 44 years old.
Okay, you use it how a 44-year-old man... I would expect one to. Take that how you will. Anyway, Tropical Storm Ernesto is gaining traction over in the Atlantic. And there was, you know, it was in the back of our minds, okay, maybe this could hit us. But luckily, we have since seen that it's currently expected to kind of curve up north sooner than expected and basically head towards Bermuda. So it shouldn't hit us at this time. But of course, we'll be keeping track of that, especially if it seems like it's going to be coming our way at all.
Well, early voting for Escambia and Okaloosa counties began on Saturday, less than 2 weeks out from the Florida primary elections. There are several locations in each county where you can vote. Voting hours go until 6 p.m. in both counties, and early voting in Santa Rosa County started today. Early voting goes through August 17th, and Florida's primary is August 20th.
And we've got a bit of a weekend recap for you here.
Real crappy story.
Yeah, that is one very appropriate way to put it. A steady flow of sewage got into Escambia Bay.
Yeah.
And it had one neighborhood off of Scenic Highway on edge, understandably so.
Mm-hmm.
This is not only because of the obvious hazards of feces being in the water where they fish, but also because loved ones had the great misfortune of swimming in those waters at the time of the sewage overflow. The State Department of Environmental Protection says that a broken water main is to blame. People started noticing the sewage overflow gushing down this culvert into the creek on Saturday afternoon. A dead fish floated in the creek while at the edge of the bay, murky dark water was present. Crews from Emerald Coast Utilities Authority were on site trying to suck up the sewage as a huge vacuum hose fed the discolored water into their tank truck. The culvert, which carried sewage on Saturday, carried a steady flow of clean water Sunday morning from a nearby hydrant in an attempt to flush out tainted waterways. Yeah. Man, that's just a bummer. All right, before we continue with some local headlines here, we do have our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. All right, when I last touched on the roads during hour two, I said that hopefully there's not going to be too much going on. It looks like, for the most part, I am correct. Doesn't look like there's too much on the roads here. We do have some backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling east or westbound in front of Sonny's Barbecue and the IHOP, this is going to be just east of the Walmart Supercenter, so be on the lookout for that area. There's no confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, we're sitting at 92 degrees, no precipitation, winds out of the south. Southwest at 8 miles per hour, humidity at 48%. Tomorrow looking at a high of 96, low of 78. Rain chances to the weekend looking about 40% on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Next week, starting out on Sunday, because you know Sunday is the start of the week,
right?
94 degrees with a 78 low there, and 20% chance starting out the week next week.
Alrighty. Carrying on with some local headlines here. Two Niceville women were arrested Friday after a meth lab was found in their vehicle. The report states that 35-year-old Carly Pellucci and 33-year-old Tiffany Williams were stopped by deputies for a traffic violation on Cedar Avenue. Okaloosa County deputies searched Pellucci's vehicle, where they discovered the active meth lab as well as other narcotics and drug paraphernalia. Pellucci was charged with trafficking methamphetamine and possession of drug equipment. Williams, meanwhile, received two counts of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug equipment. Both are being held without bond.
A 34-year-old Fort Walton Beach man was arrested for sexual activity with a minor on Friday, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the teenage victim reported the relationship to her mother, who then reported it to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Victor Ruano Human was arrested on Friday, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Investigators say the interactions with the 17-year-old took place on multiple occasions between January and June. Human is being held in Okaloosa County Jail on a $300,000 bond.
And a race car driver died after a serious crash on the Southern Raceway track in Milton Saturday night. According to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Southern Raceway identified the driver as James Fox, and according to deputies, he was airlifted from the track to Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. The race was canceled after the accident occurred. Very upsetting news there. Moving on to your state headlines, we'll get a few in before we take our first quick break. Excuse me.
Do you want me to read this one, or?
If you okay, you know what? Yeah, okay. Go ahead and read it, and then we'll explain why.
Okay, the Big Bend, which is not the clock, the Big Bend is in line for federal financial assistance following Hurricane Debbie. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the area that'll free up money for Taylor, Hamilton, Lafayette, Levy, and Suwannee counties. Mm. More money could be coming, too. I grew up near a place in Tennessee called Suwannee. Florida Division of Emergency Management Executive Director Kevin Guthrie says we'll continue to ensure every possible resource becomes available for impacted homeowners and businesses.
I will say,
I said
Suwannee, because I just say it like that and just keep it pushing. I will say, I want to say it was several months ago we mentioned this county, or maybe we mentioned Suwannee, Tennessee, and someone, I want to say, corrected me, or maybe it was like the name of some other place. I can't remember. I mess up a lot. If you've listened to the show for like 30 minutes before, you'll know that. I will say, yeah. So I said it in hours one and two as Suwannee. It's Suwannee. I am familiar with Suwannee, Tennessee, though, because just speaking of things that I do know, Suwannee was a founding member of the Southeastern Conference.
Right.
So
University of the South.
Right. So if you can imagine Suwannee playing Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee, and Florida every year. Yeah.
If you
can imagine that, you have a very vivid mind. Other state headlines here. Now that Sarasota and Manatee counties, I know how to say those, are among 10 declared a federal disaster area after Debbie, FEMA teams are on the ground and going door to door. FEMA representative Nate Custer says the key is to apply for disaster assistance. There are several ways to do that, including online at disasterassistance.gov. Custer says that there's a wide range of help available and everything will be considered on a case-by-case basis.
All right. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis wonders why more states don't count votes the way Florida does. DeSantis called out Pennsylvania on X yesterday for a post made by the Pennsylvania Department of State. The Pennsylvania Department of State wrote that Pennsylvanians won't always know the final results of all races on election night. DeSantis writes that Florida has millions more votes cast than Pennsylvania, yet Florida counts the votes and reports the results on election night in an efficient and transparent manner. He adds, there's no reason why this cannot be done in every state in America.
Well, I mean, if Florida can do it, I understand you want to be thorough and stuff. But if Florida does it and does it accurately, does it efficiently, then, yeah, there's really not much excuses for at least 95% of the other states out there.
Are you old enough to remember the Florida voting debacle that happened years and years ago where all the votes were – we had to have a massive recount and it was a bunch of – yeah, it was a mess.
That rings a bell, but if it happened, this could have happened last month, and my brain would have scrapped it. Right. I would have covered it thoroughly on this show, and then my brain would have forgotten it.
Gotcha.
But as I said, Sewanee was a founding member of the SEC. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes. Sewanee's right.
Yeah, I kept that in my head, so that must be really important. Mm-hmm. All right, 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. We'll carry on with state headlines and tackle some national news as well when we return. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villane. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villane on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villane Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:25 here. Well, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. In our last update, there wasn't too much going on the roads. That appears to still be the case now. But we do have problems increasing on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling either east or westbound towards Bell Lane. So that's going to be near the Walmart Supercenter. Closer to IHOP and Sonny's Barbecue, though. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, 92 degrees, low of 78 tonight, winds out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour, humidity at 51%. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a high of 96, lows in the high 70s. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, looking at rain chances 30 to 40%. And starting off the next week on Sunday, 94 for a high, 78 for a low, with a 40% chance of storms.
All righty. Carrying on with some state headlines here. We got about halfway done with them when we took our break. Mm-hmm. New discoveries in Broward County could shed some light on mysteries. on mysteries surrounding the disappearances of three people.
Put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah, there you go. Surrounding the disappearances of three people decades ago. Human remains of three people were found yesterday in Plantation. Plantation Fire Rescue says the remains of a woman and a child were found in a car submerged in a canal. A search team called Sunshine State Sonar believes the remains were in the canal for as much as 50 years. Another car found in another canal contained the remains of a man believed to be there for 20 years. Their identities have not yet been released, and there's also no word on how they died.
I mean, can you imagine, you know, losing a loved one, not knowing what happened to them for, you know, decades and decades and decades?
I mean, you'd be lucky to live long enough yourself to find out what happened.
Right.
It's terrible.
That's a wild story. Well, a gruesome discovery is now the subject of an investigation in Broward County. Someone found a burned body in Hollywood in an alley near North Dixie Highway and Fillmore Street. There's no information yet on the victim's age, gender, or identity. Anyone with information on the case is urged to call police or Broward County Crime Stoppers.
And it was a slow start to the new school year in one northeast Florida county. Duval County Public Schools says more than 60 buses were delayed today. Some students had to wait close to an hour to get picked up. The delays came after the school board voted last month to approve a new policy requiring students who live within 2 miles to walk to school.
What?
I know, man. When I read that, because my mom was like very... Both of my parents, but especially my mom, was like very overprotective. Yeah. Now, I was a car rider, so it wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, let's say they didn't have the availability. A lot of parents don't. Mm-hmm. So let's say they didn't have the availability to drive me, and they're being told, well, you live just a little too far away, so your kid's walking. I mean, ooh, man, that would not have flown.
Nope.
All righty, here nationally, voters will head to the polls in several states tomorrow. In Minnesota, progressive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar will defend her seat against former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels. The contest comes after two other members of the so-called progressive squad, Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush, lost their Democratic primaries this cycle.
The White House supports eliminating taxes on tips for hospitality and service workers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters both President Biden and... I'm sorry, I'm going to say her name
like
right.
Like a French conqueror?
Karine Jean-Pierre Yes. Told reporters both President Biden and Vice President Harris have always had the backs of working people. Harris, during a campaign rally over the weekend, vowed to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips, a policy first suggested by former President Trump, who says that Harris is now stealing his idea.
And Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz is scheduled to visit Newport Beach, California tomorrow. Will O'Neill, the Republican mayor of Newport Beach, is giving him quite a warm welcome, saying that he's, you know, welcome in his town, but said there's a stark contrast between Newport Beach and Minnesota. And hey, that's understandable. But what are these differences, you may ask? Well, Will O'Neill was more than willing to tell us. He said that his city, with all 7 city council seats held by Republicans, did not defund the police in 2020, embraced conservative economic values, decreased debt and increased quality of life, did not allow protesters to burn local businesses, and cared about human flourishing. O'Neill also said that the enduring memory of how Governor Walz handled 2020 is Minneapolis on fire and a police station burning with it. So, but with that said, hey, Timmy, how are you? Gives him a little hug. That's so sweet.
Welcome to the game.
Yeah.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's office pays a professional photographer 6 figures to capture photo ops of the state's top executive. $200,000 of taxpayer money goes to Charles Omani, I'm going to say Omani, per year to document the governor. The famed photographer counts Mark Zuckerberg, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama among his former clients. Omani is one of the highest paid employees on the administration's payroll, making $34,000 less than Newsom himself.
Good for him.
So, wow.
He knows where the money's at.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and accelerated the arrival of a carrier strike group to the region over increased concerns of a potential Iranian attack on Israel.
Officials here at the Pentagon and the White House say that Iran could and its proxies could launch this attack, this major attack on Israel at any time. And U.S. intelligence has seen Iran moving missiles and drones in a position to strike.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And Fort Worth, Texas, Police Sergeant Billy Randolph has died after being struck by a suspected drunk driver.
She drove the wrong way on that ramp onto the freeway, and that's where she struck Sergeant Billy Randolph.
Fort Worth Police Department Chief Neil Noakes, 25-year-old Dajale Evans, in police custody charged with intoxication manslaughter causing the death of a peace officer. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Macy's will set off a wave of change at U.S. malls as it closes roughly 150 stores across the country by early 2027. The former Macy's anchor stores could turn into smaller retail spaces or even be used for apartments or new development. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed. The Dow fell 140 points, the S&P 500 was largely flat, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 35 points. Lyft is announcing a new feature that will help their riders avoid surge pricing. It's called Price Lock, and it puts a cap on costs for specific routes at selected times. The new service is aimed at commuters who travel to and from work using the Lyft app at the same time every day. Most of America's largest big box retailers, including Home Depot, Walmart, Target, and Lowe's, are revving up to release second quarter results over the next few weeks. Home Depot reports tomorrow and Walmart on Thursday. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The AP poll had Notre Dame ranked 7th as we were about to enter the college football season. Marcus Freeman had 9 wins in his first year on the job, and last season posted 10 wins. And as we head to a 12-team playoff that's geared to get Notre Dame in, Marcus must make the playoffs this year, or his third season as the head coach at Notre Dame would be a massive failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Not only is it Creed, it's the best song by Creed in that I've heard, in my opinion.
That's a thing?
Oh, come on. It's not 2000. It's not 2011 anymore. We can give Creed their flowers. Them and Nickelback, too. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand why some people don't care for them, but let me tell you something. If you don't like Creed or Nickelback, you need to do your research. They've got some good songs. They've got some bangers, as people would say.
I would go see Nickelback before I would go see Creed.
Really? I don't
know. Yeah, man. There's just something about Creed that just, I don't know.
You don't like the vocals?
The door's wide open.
No, I don't know. Man, that's tough. Mm. If it was not so late in the show and if anyone really cared, I'd say run a text poll. I'd say, hey,
anyway, man.
Okay,
come
fine.
On.
850-637, wait,
four,
what?
437.
1620. Yeah, I need to get the number first. 850-437-1620, excuse me. 850-437-1620, you can text into that number and let us know who you'd
rather see.
It
sounds so bro. It's like, man, come on, Creed or Nickelback right now, bro, tell me.
Yeah, come on. Drop in and let us know who you're going to see
side.
First.
Yeah.
Anyway, 638. Mm-hmm. How about we get into some traffic and weather, huh? That is
okay,
what we're paid to do here. All right, so we did get a texter. Yes, a little bit. All right. No, all jokes aside, getting into some traffic and weather here, we did have a texter letting us know that Highway 90 was closed from Bell Lane to the Pea Ridge Connector. So there were some backups there, and it is rerouting traffic, and there's fire trucks and police everywhere. That's what the texter told us about 10 minutes ago. And looking at our map here, we do have some backups going both ways approaching Bell Lane, and there are some backups on Bell Lane itself. So outside of that area, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. Jake, how's the weather looking?
90 degrees, no precipitation, winds out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Humidity is rising. It's 54% now. A low expected of 77 tonight. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, high 90s for temperatures, high 70s for the lows on those days. But going on into the weekend, we got 30% chance of rain Thursday, Friday, and 40% chance on Saturday.
Thank you, sir. All right. Yeah, and we are also getting a text here, a follow-up text, saying that there's also a wide range of power outages in the area, including internet. So it sounds like somebody may have hit something. I don't know. We are getting a couple texts coming in regarding taking Creed over Nickelback.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So you are officially in the minority right now.
Okay. So they've gone for Creed.
Yeah. Your love for Nickelback is a hot take right now.
You changed your name to Latrine. Anyway.
Okay. Hold on. Moving on to sports headlines here. I can't believe we've gotten hung up on Creed v. Nickelback. And another texter saying Creed. That's three for Creed.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, I think I'll join them. I think I'll say Creed as well. All right. Getting into some sports headlines here. We've got final medals count, 126 for the U.S., 40 of which were gold. Second place was China, 91 for them, 40 of which were gold. So we tied first for gold. And we do have a controversy here regarding the medal count. USA Gymnastics says that there's video evidence showing an inquiry into Jordan Chiles' floor exercise score, saying that the inquiry was made before the deadline. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee, or the IOC, said it would reallocate the bronze medal to Romania's Anna Barbosu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The ruling found that the U.S.'s inquiry over Chiles' score came after the one-minute deadline and reinstated her original score, bumping her down to fifth place. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is appealing the decision. Following the IOC's call, Chiles said that she's taking a break from social media for her mental health.
Boxing gold medalist Amani Halif is filing a complaint over online harassment in Paris. The 25-year-old Algerian said she was bullied on social media after Italian boxer Angela Carini left the quarterfinal match 46 seconds in. Carini said she, quote-unquote, never felt a punch like this. Halif, who is a cisgender woman, was disqualified from last year's Women's World Championship after a gender eligibility test found elevated levels of testosterone in her system.
And we touched on this earlier. For those who don't know what cisgender means, it means you're a biological woman.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So she's saying that this person who is a biological woman dealt a punch that this person has never felt before, Angela Carini.
Right. And that's the thing. So when she does that and bows out of the fight, not even a minute in, and she's very emotional about it. And then you got the story about her being DQ'd last year from something because of heightened testosterone. And then you got to consider a lot of athletes, male and female, in that field look pretty hard, look pretty masculine. You know, it's like people just started piecing stuff together that they didn't know what they were talking about on social media and came to the conclusion, well, she's a man. And they just started laying into her. It's just an unfortunate situation all around. Speaking of which, we've got a story in the MLB here. Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran, he has been suspended for 2 games by the MLB after he said an anti-gay slur to a fan on Sunday. In the sixth inning of the game against the Houston Astros, with the Sox down 10-0, that explains why tensions were high, Duran was up to bat when a fan heckled him. Duran reportedly told the fan to shut up, directing the slur at him. There is a video of it online where it appears that you can catch what Jaron Duran's saying. It sounds like he says, "Shut up, you blanking blank." In a statement, the Red Sox said that they'll donate the salary from Duran's suspension to the Federation of Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Duran himself apologized after the game, saying he feels awful knowing how many people he offended and disappointed. Yeah, I think people on social media who are really like their heart is stopping over this, I think they need to see this as a reminder of yeah, it's a bad word. Yeah, you shouldn't say it. You should say no slurs. However, people do. And he used it as an insult. He was upset about the score. Dude was heckling him. He probably felt safe thinking, what are the odds that I'm going to be caught on a mic here? Which that in itself is pretty stupid. You're in front of God and everybody, and athletes get caught on hot mics all the time. But nonetheless, he shouldn't have said it. But people are acting like their ears are burning by the word being repeated.
Right.
Like, people say the word, and it's not ideal, but it's like, he's an idiot. He messed up. I don't think he hates gay people. Hopefully he'll just take his suspension on the chin and just move past it. And hopefully people don't like judge him for this for the rest of his life. But he's a fool. That's for darn sure.
He's not the only one to make this gaffe. Other Hollywood celebrities have done this. They've been caught on camera, you know, especially when they're getting heckled. It happens.
It's an insult.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's historically used against gay people, but I'm a straight man, and Lord knows I've had people say it to me, like friends or people in school or whatever, you know, back when I was younger. It's like, it's not right, but unfortunately it's the way it is. All right, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Really all we need to report on is Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. We still have those issues near Bell Lane, traveling in both east and westbound lanes, and the backups are on Bell Lane itself. Outside of that spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather, my man?
90 degrees, a low of 77 tonight. No precipitation today. Winds out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Humidity 54%. Tomorrow and Wednesday, 96 for a high. High 70s for the lows. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we got some rain chances moving in. And Sunday, 40% chance of showers. 94 for a high there with a low of 77.
Alrighty. Getting a quick look at some health, business, and science notes here. Vice President Kamala Harris strongly disagrees with Donald Trump's position that U.S. presidents should have a say in Federal Reserve policymaking. Harris told reporters in Arizona over the weekend, quote, "The Fed is an independent entity, and as president, I would never interfere into decisions that the Fed makes," unquote. This was in response to Trump's comments last week that the president should have at least a say in Fed policy. Trump said he thinks he has better instincts than some people in the Federal Reserve. And for what it's worth, Fed officials are appointed, not elected, and the board makes decisions based solely on furthering the long-term interests of the U.S. economy, not whether voters approve of them.
Very interesting. Speaking of which, the three-year consumer inflation outlook hit a record low in July. A survey by the New York Federal Reserve shows inflation expectations fell to just 2.3% last month. That's the lowest since the data collection began in 2013. Meanwhile, household spending is expected to increase by less than 5%, which is a slight drop from June. The results come just ahead of the Labor Department's release of the July Consumer Price Index on Wednesday.
And the White House wants to make it easier for consumers to cancel subscriptions and services they signed up for. I think about any American can get behind this. Mm-hmm. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, could finalize a proposal called Click to Cancel, and they could do it as soon as today. President Biden's domestic policy advisor acknowledged that companies make it easy to sign up for a subscription or service, but consumers have to jump through many hoops to cancel before getting hit with additional charges. The reason is so companies can hold onto your money longer. The FTC proposal hopes to make ending a subscription as easy for consumers as beginning one.
And ad slots for the 2025 Super Bowl are almost sold out. Variety reports Fox is leveraging the high demand to price these 30-second commercials at more than $7 million and asking buyers to commit to an advertising package that includes other Fox properties. The game will be broadcast from Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on February 9th.
Also wanted to say that stocks closed mixed to start the week on Wall Street. Market struggled for direction ahead of key inflation data on Wednesday. Shares of NVIDIA rose 4% in otherwise lackluster trading. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 140 points to 39,357. The S&P 500 rose a fraction of a point to 53,44. And the NASDAQ gained 35 points to 16,780. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we've got some pop culture notes for you, followed by a couple wacky and weird stories as well. And, of course, one last quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In these crazy times, there's peace of mind in security. Security for our country, for our leaders, security for our families. You are not financially secure if all your eggs are in one basket. Gold and silver are an excellent way to diversify your savings. And through our friends at Birch Gold Group, you can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account.
Text the word SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Text SHELTER to 989898 today.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What? What was that?
Gosh, it's my hair. Potato wave.
I will say, we had a texter who dropped in saying that they wanted that to be the next bumper song. So I'm like, all right. You know, before I forget, I'll look it up. Yeah, that's not Creed, for those who are not aware. That's Pearl Jam. But it's another artist who notoriously mumbles. We do have a another texter dropping in saying Nickelback. So they
we got one.
Yeah, so you've got somebody in your corner. But yeah, outside of that, it was all Creed. Earlier.
That was me. I texted him, actually.
Yeah, just on your alternate number. Hey, yeah. I like Nickelback personally.
I have a burner phone just for situations like this.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:53 here. We'll start to tackle some of our pop culture notes. A lot about cinema today. Cinematic supercouple Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are dominating the box office. Reynolds' Deadpool and Wolverine took the top spot at the box office for the third straight week, as expected. The Marvel Studios film took in $54 million to help bring its global total to just over $1 billion.
Meanwhile, Lively's It Ends With Us blew past expectations with $50 million in its debut to take second place. The last time this happened with a husband and wife duo was in 1990. Bruce Willis took the top spot with Die Hard 2, and that was followed by Demi Moore's Ghost. So two very good movies there.
Yeah, I couldn't, if I was married to somebody in Hollywood and I was an actor as well, I just couldn't deal with them being in a movie kissing somebody else.
Really?
Yeah, because I think the It Ends With Us, Lively's project there is like a love story with her and some guy, and I couldn't do it.
A kiss is one thing, but yeah, obviously the more intimate it gets, the more uncomfortable I'd feel. I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know if I don't know if dating an actress is right for me.
Right. Well, staying with the cinematic here, the first teaser is being released for the Neon's The Monkey. The film is based on the Stephen King short story of the same name. It follows two brothers, both played by Theo James, who find an old monkey toy that was their father's in the attic of their childhood home. That's when a series of deaths begin to happen and cause the brothers to throw the monkey away and move away from each other. However, years later, the deaths begin to happen again, and they must reunite to find a way to get rid of the monkey for good. The rest of the cast includes Tatiana Maslany, Elijah Wood, and Laura Manel. The Monkey hits theaters on February 21st. I'm going to go ahead and do a preemptive spoiler alert and guess that one of the brothers is the killer.
Really?
I'm just going to guess.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it says it follows two brothers, both played by Theo James, so I'm assuming twin brothers.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it says it's based off of a Stephen King short story. So
right, so it could be anything.
If you read the short story, don't spoil it. I'm not much of a reader, so there's no way it's spoiled for me. I still have the text line open, so nobody drop in and ruin it. All right, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening.
Yeah.
Let's see. Not too much going on. Still got those backups because of a short road closure on Highway 90 near Bell Lane. This is going to be near the IHOP Sunny's area, so be on the lookout for that. It's in that area if you're coming from Lowe's, so be on the lookout for that. It's causing some minor congestion, though nothing too severe. Outside of that, there's really nothing going on. Jake, how's the weather?
90 degrees, a low of 77 overnight, 8 miles per hour out of the southwest for the wind. Humidity at 54%, going to get some rain chances going on into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 30, 40%, somewhere around in there. And highs are going to be in the high 90s and lows in the high 70s.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Carrying on with the pop culture theme here, actress Millie Bobby Brown's last name is going to get even longer. The newlywed, who tied the knot with New Jersey rocker John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, is adding Bon Jovi to her name, so she will now be known as Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. Quite a mouthful there. The 20-year-old Brown and 22-year-old Bon Jovi got married back in May.
I'm actually adding Bon Jovi to my name as well. So I'll be Jake Bartholomew Walker Bon Jovi.
Wow.
Scarface actor Angel Salazar is dead at age 68. TMZ reports that Salazar's representative said the actor passed away in his sleep in Brooklyn over the weekend. They did not mention a cause of death, but they said that he did suffer from heart issues. Salazar played Chi-Chi, Al Pacino's sidekick in the 1983 Brian De Palma film. He also appeared opposite Tom Hanks in the 1988 film Punchline and with Pacino again in 1993 Carlito's Way.
And some wacky and weird stories here for you. A former Chicago area school food service director is paying the price for winging it. You'll get the pun in a moment. Vera Liddell will spend the next 9 years behind bars after pleading guilty to stealing, get this, $1.5 million worth of chicken wings over a period of nearly 2 years. ABC 7 Chicago reports that Liddell began placing chicken wing orders with a supplier in July of 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. She was caught when a 2023 audit showed food services $300,000 over budget just midway through the school year, and the chicken wing purchases were discovered. And it was pretty easy to point out that that was the problem because chicken wings reportedly are not served at schools because they contain bones. If you're going to steal food, why would you purchase a food that they don't provide? Yeah, that's stupid.
They'll never figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? Did you just think people don't look? According to court records, Liddell had stolen 11,000 cases of wings.
Wow. Well, you know, she was eating good in the neighborhood. Apparently, the whole neighborhood was eating as well. A man is facing charges for allegedly trying to ship over a ton of meth to Australia.
Now, that I understand. You know what? That's pretty problematic.
Yeah.
I could relate to the first crime. I can't to this one.
Right. Authorities announced Friday El Monte resident Jing Tang Lee, which is one half of the Jing Tang twins. No, I'm just kidding. Was in custody following a lengthy investigation. They say he had shipments falsely labeled as other items and listed fake shipping companies in an effort to get the drugs across the Pacific. He's charged with distribution of and attempting to distribute methamphetamine, as well as exportation of controlled substances. He could face anywhere between 10 years to life in prison.
I'm going to tell you right now, if he ends up getting the short end of the deal here, if he ends up getting like the shorter sentence, there's no way this man deserves one extra year in prison compared to the chicken wing stealer. there's no way, because she's got 9 years. There's no chance that she's up there with ton of meth. Like, there's no way. Come on.
Right. Let's see that conversation real of them sitting in the cell together.
Honestly, if I were her and he gets 10 years, I'm appealing. Yeah. Anyway, you've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Take that soapbox to bed with you. We'll see you tomorrow, giving you a rundown of everything else going on in your world on Tuesday. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Good night, everybody.
Sewanee.
Yeah, there you go.